Hebrews chapter 8. Now this is the main point of the things that we are saying. We have such a high priest, who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. A minister in the sanctuary and the true tabernacle, which Yahshua, not man, set up. For every high priest is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. Therefore it is necessary that this priest also have something to offer. For if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are priests that offer gifts according to the law. They serve in a sanctuary that is an example and shadow of the heavenly one, as Moses was instructed by Elohim when he was about to make the tabernacle, "See that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain." But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry, because he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then no occasion would have been sought for a second. For finding fault with them, Elohim says, "Surely the days are coming," says Yahshua, "when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they did not continue in my covenant, and I rejected them," says Yahshua. "This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days," says Yahshua. "I will put my laws into their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. No longer shall every man teach his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, 'Know Yahshua,' for all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest. For I will be merciful toward their unrighteousness, and their sins, and their lawless deeds I will remember no more." In speaking of a new covenant, he has made the first one old. Now that which is decaying and growing old is ready to vanish away.